about the fact that we think that we're more ready than we are. And this is the word that he gave me. It says, so many are so ill prepared for what is to come. They think they are something that they aren't, and they have a relationship with someone they don't. So many aren't prepared. Just as the foolish virgins, these overconfident people won't realize the truth until it's too late. For overconfidence is merely a manifestation of pride, and pride is a result of a man or a woman who refuses to deny themselves. My word has never changed. No man can be my disciple unless they deny themselves. No man. This is the first and foremost, the final act of disqualification. I didn't disqualify them. They disqualified themselves. All men must play by the rules. They must live by the book. All must finish the race. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. There are no shortcuts. Do you not believe my word is true? I must perform every word, because I am bound by my word. It is an oath unto myself. Is not your word the same? For those who said they would give me their life and their heart, did you really mean it? Did you really give me your whole heart? Who have you really been living for, yourself or me? Are you really living for me? Search your heart this day and find the honest truth, for the day of reckoning is near. I am the Creator. I created time in complete control of it. Fall upon the rock and be broken, or the rock will fall upon you and you will be crushed to powder. You have nearly slept through your watch. I am giving many their final opportunity to check their lamps. The bridegroom is coming. Oil will be a precious commodity in that day. For those who lack oil, it will be too late to buy, and no man will give you their own. Each and every man is responsible for his own oil. If any man denies truth, they deny me as well, for I am truth. Wake up and take inventory of your life. The auditor is coming. The harvester or harvest is about to begin. Are you the grain or the chaff? I know, but do you?